بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders I have with me tonight inshallah the latest kitab which has been compiled from the various talks of Hazrat Maulana Miraz Patel rahmatullahi alayhi may Allah ta'ala elevate his stages in the akhirat And the title of this kitab is Understanding True Love. Understanding True Love. The sweetness of true love and the bitterness of false love. So we'll just read a few pages from here. Inshallah, each one will be given a copy after the program, inshallah. And the maqsad of this kitab is for us to read through it, understand these valuable lessons, What is the cry of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi and other Mashayikh throughout their lives? They try to direct our attention to this true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to understand it and try and bring that into our lives. And of course, after reading it, understanding it, bringing it to practice, don't just keep the kitab in the bookshelf and then let it collect dust. Pass it on to so many others who will benefit. There are millions out there. We're waiting for some type of direction, some type of guidance. So instead of just keeping it for ourselves, pass it on to our family members, read it out to our youngsters, and pass it on to some friends, and let them also read it, and practice upon it, and pass it on to others. Inshallah, we will get the sawab, and it is sadqah jariyah, and the sawab will also go to Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh. The forward, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to execution of all affairs, Salat and salam upon the best of all creation, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eternally. Living in these times of fitna, one great scourge, which is also a sign of qiyamah, is zina, fornication and adultery. For many, socializing with the opposite gender has become a norm, despite it being a clear prohibition in Islam. Grave sins, such as lustful glances, pornography, courting before marriage, fornication, adultery, abortion, etc. have become so common. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi would discuss these weaknesses and spell out their harms so that the heart can be purified of false love and the heart's attention can be redirected to the one true beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book is a compilation of encouraging advices taken from different talks and lessons of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi as well as the extracts from a few of Hazrat Maulana's books. The first chapter, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of the person who compiled all these talks and put it in a book form and has compiled so many other books of Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi, and also all those who helped in sponsoring these kitabs for the benefit of all of us. May Allah ta'ala give them jazai khair. So the first chapter has been compiled from lessons that were given at the madrasa. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi was always keen to share the teachings of his respected Shaykh, Zakir Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali Arif Billah. As such, many advices herein are those of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali. Inshallah, the noble teachings will be a means for all of us, young and old, giving up all sins and becoming true and sincere lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make this book solely for His pleasure and accept the very humble effort and forgive all shortcomings and failings. May He make it a sadqa jariyah for Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi, myself and all those who kindly assisted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deep understanding of the knowledge acquired, accompanied with the tawfiq of practice and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah s.a.w. with sincerity and divine acceptance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His love, His fear, and His recognition. May Allah ta'ala reward Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi with high and lofty ranks in the akhirah. Ameen. So the contents, just read through the contents, you will get your copy inshallah, but just for us to appreciate what is in this book. Many times we're given a kitab and we take it home and it just left one side. So that is why I'm spending a few minutes for us to appreciate what valuable effort has been made. The contents, the very first chapter is Surah Yusuf, some important lessons from Surah Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the piety of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the lessons that we have derived from these stories which have been mentioned in the Quran, Do not be swept away by a beautiful or handsome appearance. These things affects all of us, young and old. We are faced with various challenges, and especially in these times, and of course this part of the year as well. So whether we are working in a madrasa, a college, university, a school, a surgery, practice, wherever it is, we all go through these temptations and challenges. And therefore the important lesson is, do not become swept away by a beautiful or a handsome appearance. And other lessons are, do not be alone with a ghair mahram. Many times a person is alone in the room with a stranger, a strange man, if she's a woman, or a strange woman. So she's sitting alone with a strange man, not her mahram. Or a man is sitting with a strange woman. He's alone in the office, everybody is gone, he's alone. That is where shaitan now begins to tempt them. And therefore, these lessons have been discussed. Consequences of lust, then the conscious awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remembering that Allah is watching. Seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take courage. Ishq ilahi, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Modesty, haya, sacrifice for Allah ta'ala. The consequences of zina, avoid temptation. Who is your Abba and who is your Rabbah? The drink of divine love, the test of love, the true lovers of Allah, the ushaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the remedy for illicit relationships. So the part one is noble lessons from the lives of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And in Ramadan, the last 10 nights, we discussed this in quite a bit of detail. But of course, this is a reminder for all of us. The beginning, they've got a small malfuz of Mona Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi, who was an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He writes there, he says, develop contact with the creator Allah ta'ala, who is the fountainhead of all beauty. You will enjoy the blessings of paradise in this world and will see a rose garden everywhere. One who has a true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give him enjoyment of Jannah in this world. Wherever he goes, he will not see thorns, he will see a rose garden. Because he's got the true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So despite the challenges and temptations he is faced, he overcomes all these things. Because he's got the true love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the very first few pages, the verses of Surah Yusuf, some of the verses have been mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the beautiful story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu salam in the Quran Sharif, conveying many lessons for all of us. Unfortunately, many people have made the story into a romance and presented it in the form of romantic novel or romantic poetry or as a show, drama or a play. People associate and liken it to Romeo and Juliet and Layla and Majnun. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from falling into this trap of accepting the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in this improper and disrespectful context. So that Mawlana is bringing our drawing our attention to the important point. This is not a love story that has been mentioned in the Quran, like we compare it to the story of Romeo and Juliet and Layla and Majnu. In modern versions of the story, which are usually told around the world, the narration is only with the focus of romance. Definitely, there is the incident of seduction, which is mentioned in the surah, which as we know was a failed attempt in inviting and enticing to zina. In these narratives, we will not find any noble lessons featuring anywhere as presented by the Quran Sharif. These novels and shows reduce the best of stories to a tale of sensual love. So then, Hazrat Mawlana has mentioned more further. I'll just mention a few important other points of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. From amongst the many incidents that unfold in the life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was the encounter with the wife of the Aziz, the minister, his master. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's master was the Aziz of Egypt. And now there is a story that happens with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and the wife of his master. The Aziz had purchased Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and is being sold as a slave. It is well known that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely handsome. Rasulullah has mentioned in regard to his experience during the Miraj, when I met Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, I saw that Allah had blessed him with half of the beauty of the whole world, while the other half has been spread over the rest of it. Allah Ta'ala relates in Surah Yusuf how Zulaykha, that is the wife of the minister, enamored and infatuated by the exceptional beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, attempted to seduce him. It is clear that she had every intention to commit the sin of zina. She made all the arrangements which were conducive to committing zina. She herself was very much inclined to engage in this despicable sin. She locked all the doors. She invited Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to engage in the sin. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and she in whose house he was sought to seduce him to do an act of evil. She closed the doors and said, come on, O you. That was no doubt a great test. Moreover, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was young, unmarried, and so handsome, and there was nothing restricting him. He was in the palace of the Aziz, and would have been recipient to many more gifts from Zulaykha. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi in Ma'arif al-Qur'an has mentioned that even though Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made the effort to save himself from falling into sin, his situation was very much complicated and difficult, since he lived in the same house that Zulaykha lived in, and he was given in her protection and care. Her husband, the Aziz of Misr, had high regard for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Was kind, he was generous, accommodating to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he instructed his wife to treat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam well, to look after him, to treat him as a respectable and honorable person, and not as a slave. Zulaykha, however, exploited the situation. She desired evil and was determined to commit the shameful deed, whilst it seemed as if everything was against Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was determined not to do anything displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the lesson for us. He was determined not to do anything displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas she wanted him to accept her invitation and sought for the fulfillment of her evil desire, he was determined to escape from the situation, to somehow get away from her clutches with respect and dignity, because there was a lot of implications. So we see that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in an extremely trying and testing situation. Despite the circumstances, the advances of Zulaykha, who was herself exceedingly beautiful, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sought protection in Allah Ta'ala. He turned his attention to Allah Ta'ala, and what did he say? Ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. So in that difficult situation, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam knew that there was no one else who could protect him. So if we are caught in similar situation, that workplace, wherever it may be, Shaitan is tempting us, and there's every chance to do this, or commit zina. Think of the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He sought refuge in Allah. What did he say? Ma'ad Allah. In other words, nobody else beside Allah could protect him. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not depend on his own willpower and resolve to avoid falling into sin. He did not trust his own strength. Rather, he sought refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala protected him. So we know the whole story, what happened after that. Inshallah, we can read it over here. That Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he did not want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wanted to live a life of purity. And then even the story after that, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, she had no husband, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to give her glad tidings of a child that she will get, and Allah ta'ala had commanded him to blow into her. So without any male, any person, human being touching her, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared first in the form of a human being, and when she sees him, immediately she moved away. She was absolutely chaste. She was a pure woman. So this is what Shariat wants from us. This is what Allah ta'ala wants us from us, to live a pure, chaste life. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah fill our hearts with His true love. May Allah make His love become dominant in our hearts. There will be tests, there will be trials, there will be situations, there will be different predicaments that a man or a woman may fall into, and especially our youngsters. These are the lessons for us to keep on reminding ourselves, and the solution that provided in a very beautiful and very easy way. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله هماري غناكم عافا، هماري خطاكم عافا. يا الله we are too weak my Allah. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله our lives have become filthy my Allah. Our hearts have become impure my Allah. يا الله our limbs have become ناپاک my Allah. يا الله تو رحم کرم کا معاملہ فرما. يا الله you have kept us in this dunya يا الله for a purpose my Allah. يا الله you are testing us my Allah. Don't make us fail this examination my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass, my Allah. Ya Allah, with excellent results, my Allah. Make us be among the faizeen, my Allah. Make us among the kamiyab, my Allah. Make us among the muflihin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need your assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't help us, my Allah, we will fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah saw some crying for us, my Allah. He showed us a beautiful, perfect way of life, my Allah. Sahaba Ikram followed him, my Allah. They were successful, my Allah. You had mentioned, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, all those salafi salihin, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who followed the way of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them success, my Allah. In this dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious and righteous, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a ta'alluq and bond with you, my Allah. Protect us from all type of haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the sin of zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, raham ka maamla farma. Karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ilm nafi', ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the proximity and closest to you, my Allah. Fill our hearts, ya Allah, with your ishq and muhabbat, the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummat, my Allah. Help the ummat, my Allah. Protect the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummat from the enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummat from gaining your displeasure and wrath, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the ummat come back onto sirat al-mustaqim. Make us make rujoo to you, my Allah. Help us to make sincere tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Don't turn away your nazar rahmat from us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want your merciful glance, my Allah. Help the ummat, ya Allah. یہاں بھی امت ہو یا اللہ. اللہ وہ امتی ہے یا اللہ. اللہ جو پریشان حال ہے یا اللہ پریشانی دور فرما. یا اللہ those who are sick and ailing them complete شفا. So many have requested دعاز میں اللہ. So many in ICU میں اللہ. So many are sick in hospital and home میں اللہ. یا اللہ تو رحم کا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ all we can do is raise our hands and beg from you میں اللہ to grant them complete شفا. All the marhumeen, give them jannatun firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, ya Allah. Mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant the shafaat of Rasulullah, who the quote of water from his mubarakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have here tonight, and our mothers, sisters, and others listening at home of the receiver, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.